with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. As President Donald Trump spoke in the Middle East, sirens blared in Israel.
A missile fired from Yemen set off sirens in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Minutes after President Donald Trump ended his speech in Saudi Arabia, during which he criticized the Houthi militant group in Yemen, Israel announced that that missile had been intercepted. The Houthis have targeted Israel in solidarity with Palestinians, raising their profile at home and internationally as the last member of Iran's self-described axis of resistance, capable of launching regular attacks on Israel. The U.S. military has launched an intensified campaign of daily airstrikes targeting the Houthis since March 15th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The latest consumer price index is out, and inflation was largely kept in check last month.
According to the Labor Department, consumer prices rose by a figure of 2.3% in April year over year, but that mark is down a tenth of a percent from March's reading and near the Fed's 2% benchmark for inflation, the smallest increase in more than 4 years. One of the noticeable areas of decrease was in grocery prices, and that included a sharp drop in egg prices, down 12.7%, the most in 41 years. The report suggests tariffs have yet to impact the prices of many items. George Williams reporting.
Microsoft began laying off about 6,000 workers Tuesday, nearly 3% of its entire workforce, and its largest job cuts in more than 2 years, as the company spends heavily on artificial intelligence. Hard hit was the tech giant's home state of Washington. Notices to employees began going out today. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 269 points. The Nasdaq rose 301. This is SRN News. Another European country embraces assisted suicide.
The Supreme Court of Estonia has ruled that the state must allow people to take their own lives with the help of a doctor, stating that the procedure is a, quote, constitutional right. This puts the Estonian legislature in the position of having to draft a bill to make it official. Assisted suicide is extending its tentacles all across Europe. It's been legalized in Switzerland, Germany, Austria, Belgium, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Spain, Italy, and Portugal. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The new Pope, Leo XIV, has this in common with many of his peers in the Catholic hierarchy. He's been in positions of authority when accusations of sexual abuse have arisen against priests under his supervision. Now, some advocates for victims say there needs to be an accounting of how Leo, the name taken by Cardinal Robert Prevost upon his election, handled such cases when he held positions of church authority. This is SRN News. A global aviation agency says Russia is responsible for downing MH17 over Ukraine in 2014. We hear more from international correspondent Charles de Ledesma reporting from London.
The Council of the International Civil Aviation Organization has found Russia responsible for shooting down Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 over Ukraine with a loss of 298 lives more than a decade ago. The ruling raises the prospect of victims' families being paid compensation. A Dutch-led international probe concluded in 2016 that the Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur airliner was shot down in 2014 from Ukraine territory held by separatist rebels using a Buk missile system delivered from Russia. For its part, Moscow has denied any involvement in the MH17 tragedy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com.